Welcome to the Entrepreneur Hot Seat, where I talk to entrepreneurs and business people from all walks of life and all levels of success, from millionaires to the people who are just starting out, and everyone in between. My objective is not only to learn about their businesses and goals, but about their challenges and fears as well, all with the hopes of helping them and you find a pathway to success. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another solo episode of the Entrepreneur Hot Seat. And in case you're new to this show, those who've been listening for a while know that I do a lot of interviews with entrepreneurs, both those that have been very successful as well as those that are, you know, right in the thick of things, trying to figure things out. And I try to release a couple episodes a week. And I also periodically record solo episodes just to give a kind of an update on what's going on with my life and the podcast, some things that I've learned or been thinking about that I think would be valuable to my audience, to all of you listening, as well as a quick recap of the last couple shows that I've posted. So what I'm thinking about today is this idea of mindset based on a book that I just read by the same title, prioritizing and saying no, and the importance of giving value, more value than you receive when you are charging people for your services. And then I'll give a kind of a recap of some of the episodes we had recently. So first on this idea of mindset, I'm just finishing up reading the book Mindset by Carol Dweck. And many of you may have read this already. This book's been out for years. I've been hearing about it more and more lately on podcasts and from other people in kind of the personal growth community that I'm involved in. This idea, especially in parenting, of praising effort over performance, which was something that was really new to me. And I'm starting to really embrace it and even changing how I talk to my kids as a result of hearing that advice and reading this book. And I'm already seeing a difference with my three-year-old daughter, which is amazing. So if you haven't read the book, you know, I highly recommend you check it out, or at the very least look it up and kind of familiarize yourself with the principles, because it's not complex, but there's a lot of awesome studies in there that kind of prove out the theories that Dr. Dweck put in the book. But really the gist is that there are two different types of mindsets out there. There's the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. And the fixed mindset looks at challenges and failures and successes as a judgment of your ability. So if you perform well on a test, that means you're smart. If people say they like your art, that means that you are artistic or creative. If they say they don't, that means you aren't. If you succeed in a sport, that's because you're really good at it. And if you fail, if you lose a match, it's because you're not very good. And so you feel like a failure. And there are plenty of examples of really successful athletes who had this fixed mindset, like John McEnroe, the tennis player, who judged himself by every performance and was just completely stressed out by the agonizing stress of performing on the big stage, because he thought every match was a judgment of his own performance, versus the growth mindset, which looks at these tests, these challenges and failures as opportunities to grow and improve. So the idea that you seek out more challenging things because that's what's going to make you better. And some of the big key differences for like students and kids that she describes is that, you know, those with a fixed mindset think that, you know, people are innately smart or creative or talented or athletic. And those with the growth mindset believe that all of these things can be learned and that you can improve over time, and that, you know, failures are just challenges to learn from. And therefore, you should seek out bigger challenges. If you ace a test, then, you know, in the growth mindset, that's actually kind of a disappointment because it didn't really challenge your abilities. So you didn't really grow from the experience because it was too easy for you. And therefore, if you're in the growth mindset, you'll seek out those bigger challenges, which was this was mind blowing for me. I think I grew up probably with a fixed mindset in some areas, maybe a growth mindset in others, because I do believe you can learn and improve in many areas, but probably also had a fixed mindset about some things. And I'm trying to change that, speaking differently to my children about it and about how, you know, we can always learn and grow and improve. And I'm already seeing, you know, my 3-year-old kind of mimic those messages back to me, which is amazing. So it's kind of cool to see this, and I can see how it really can impact your performance and mindset in business as well. If you're an entrepreneur, especially if you have employees, looking at, you know, failures as opportunities to grow and tackling new challenges. Another thing I wanted to talk about today was priorities. I did an episode a while back on priorities. It was solo episode number 3 after I had a little bit of a wake-up call, if you will, with my job and realizing that I was trying to do too much and that you know, it was really important to get clear on priorities and where I should be spending my time. And I recommended to other people they do the same thing. And this can work for other things, like where you want to live. So I actually got a text this morning from my good friend Eric Wong in the San Francisco Bay Area. He'll be featured on a podcast coming up soon, who was having discussions with his wife about, you know, where they might want to live in the future and going down the list and thinking about their priorities. And, you know, whether it's where you want to live or how you want to spend your time, it all goes back to your values and goals. What motivates you? What do you want to achieve? Right? And then once you figure those things out, you can start to shed those things that are either holding you back or taking too much of your time or not moving you closer to those goals. And so I set new priorities when I recorded that episode a few weeks ago. And I've been following those. I've had a hard time still saying no or shedding things, but I believe I'm doing a better job than I ever have before. And I actually kind of quit, if you will, 2 organizations I was involved with. One, I had a really good deal with the organizer to go to an event for free based on some work I was doing for him. And I had to tell him that I just couldn't continue that work. I wasn't fair to him because I was kind of letting him down. And it wasn't a good deal for me because I just couldn't be spending my time there. And I hated having to say no and turn someone down. But man, it is a relief having those things off my plate and being able to focus on what is most important to me, which again, my top priority is family and health. Number 2 is my job. And then after that, where I spend my free time is on this podcast and on the mastermind groups that I am in and starting. And, you know, for those of you that don't know, I I'm in a mastermind group, and I also recently started a mastermind group with in partnership with Larry Hagner, who runs the Good Dad Project and the Dad's Edge group. And I'm really excited about that. And that kind of leads me into my last 3rd topic, which is providing value. So I mentioned earlier that I was starting this mastermind group I was going to be facilitating. It's limited to 10 dads who want to improve their lives, their marriage, their parenthood, business, everything, improve performance across all areas of life and make new connections. And we filled that group and we kicked it off this last Friday, June 23rd. And it was an awesome first call. And I was, you know, I think I was nervous going into it that I would be able to provide the right amount of value. And I think the guys who signed up weren't quite sure what they were getting. But I think based on the comments I've received and seen since then, I think they're now convinced that this is going to be a great experience. And I'm making sure to give as much value and attention to it as possible to ensure that they're getting tons of value and a huge return on their investment. And, you know, I learned this from listening to mentors and others who say that, you know, you really need to focus on providing as much value as possible, give people a good return on their investment so that they'll refer you to others. And in seeing these comments and seeing that they are really valuing the experience already, just barely a week in, this is also building my confidence that, you know, hey, I can do this. I can be successful doing this. And so my goal now is to keep providing tons of value and lay the foundation to start another mastermind group in the near future, because I know that I'm good at this and I can help people and provide a lot of value there. Lastly, just wanted to give a recap of the last couple podcast interviews that were published on the Entrepreneur Hot Seat. So earlier in the week, we had Kevin Cruz on the podcast. And this was really exciting for me because Kevin is a guy that I have followed and I've admired his work. He's been a longtime entrepreneur, started many businesses, some that he sold and made good money on. But he's also been published as an author, several books, blog, podcasting. He's done a lot of different things, and he does them right, and he connects well with his fan base. But most importantly, the reason I started following is because of his book, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management, which had a big impact on me and how I spend my time. So related to that, some of the key takeaways from that interview were, number one, to work smarter and not harder. So people wear the word busy as a badge of honor. How are you doing? Oh, I'm busy. I'm so busy. My calendar's booked. People are so proud of that. But the people I admire are those who have built businesses where they don't have to spend that much time. So, I mean, if you look back to episode 13, I interviewed Ryan Mickler, and Ryan's built this awesome business and movement around his podcast called The Order of Man. And he'll tell you, he works about 30 hours a week. He gets to spend a lot of quality time with his family, and he makes, multiple six figures doing it. That's the kind of person I admire, not the guy who's, proud to be working 60 hours a week and always have projects that are overwhelming. That's not something to necessarily be proud of. But in America, I feel like that's often the case. So along with that, Kevin recommended measuring productivity by results, not by hours worked. So, a lot of companies are moving towards this, right? Getting away from the time clock, more towards, set your own schedule, just get your stuff done, which is cool to see. And then, if you do have a lot of things going on, so important to focus on time management, figure out how to get more productive. And for that, I recommend checking out Kevin Cruz's book, 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. I may also do a separate episode to give my advice on this. I gave a speech at a local networking lunch recently that I thought went pretty well, and I may turn that into a podcast episode as well. And then last, Kevin gave a challenge to do more to show gratitude every day. I think this is something where it was a weakness for me, so definitely a challenge, but I've been trying to change that. I keep a journal and I write down what I'm grateful for every morning. I've been inspired by some people I've met recently to send more thank you cards and try to be more intentional about thanking people who do nice things for me, which, people are doing nice things all the time. For some reason, I feel like I had a hard time doing that before, but I'm trying to get better at that. And then our last episode that was just released this week with Jason McKenzie, that was an interesting one because it was all about vulnerability. And that was episode 16 of the Entrepreneur Hot Seat with Jason McKenzie. And, he talked about his book, The Dadly Book of Open. He talked about his life and experience and all the challenges he's overcome. Some things that came out of that are, the more we're willing to open up and be authentic and vulnerable, the more others will be willing to share with us. And this is something I've learned. I think I did a little bit naturally through relationship building, but I've learned a lot recently through listening to Jason and other experts like him that, if someone is acting like everything is great in their life and they're perfect, it's a little bit intimidating to the rest of us. And we don't feel as welcome to kind of share challenges we're dealing with. But when you share your own struggles and challenges and be willing to be vulnerable about that, others then feel more comfortable sharing theirs, and it helps you build stronger relationships. So that's kind of how relationships are built, right? But the other side of that is it's not always appropriate. Some people may not want to hear your story, so don't go around spouting off about everything. I mean, I do a little bit on this podcast, but not that much. I'm still trying to figure out what level is appropriate. And then, become a phenomenal listener, Jason said. So, being vulnerable, you can share some of your stories, but it needs to be appropriate to the situation and the people you're talking to for it to be impactful for them. So listen to them. What's going on with them? How can you help by sharing something? And then related to this topic of helping, many of us love helping others, but I know for entrepreneurs who feel like, we should be able to get it all done ourselves, it is hard to ask for help. But Jason recommends that you should be willing to ask for help, and that, crazily enough, you might actually be doing someone a favor by asking them for help. If it's not going to be a huge burden, people love to help people. I love to help people. And sometimes when people ask me for favors, an introduction, or, help with something at the house, whatever it is, I get a kick out of it. I get a rush from helping others. It makes me feel good. My neighbor just mentioned he's going out of town for vacation, needs someone to feed his cats. I said, yeah, we'd be happy to do it. It's a little thing, but it makes me feel good and it takes a burden off of them, right? And there's obviously bigger things. That's a small example, but you'd be amazed how asking people for help will not only help you build a relationship with them, but even make them happy because they get to do something of value. And then the last thing Jason talked about when I asked for recommendations for entrepreneurs, he said to figure out your area of expertise and how to access it. We hear this a lot out there these days, but you know, as you get along in life and business, you get experience in certain things. You have an area of expertise. Figure out what that is and how you can tap into it, how you can leverage it, possibly to make money or at least help others and, grow your business, whatever it may be. There may be some things that you haven't thought of. So, you know, it's always good to spend some time thinking about what am I good at? What do I know? What do I often help other people with? And how can I leverage that possibly to grow my business or to make money? So those are the lessons and takeaways for the week. I've had some awesome interviews recently that I can't wait to publish. I've got a couple of good ones coming up this week, assuming I get them edited and out on time. Again, you know, this is kind of a side project, labor of love I'm doing on evenings and weekends. So hopefully I will get to that and get you out a couple awesome episodes this coming week. Until then, I hope you enjoy. I hope you have a great, awesome kick-ass week and that you are able to grow and improve and get better every day.
Thanks for listening to the Entrepreneur Hot Seat. You can find more information at entrepreneurhotseat.com or my personal website, andystorch.com. Please don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you have any questions or comments, or if you are looking for ways to take your life and business to the next level, you can send me an email to andy@andystorch.com. Take care.